This is Phil Hudock. What you're about to hear is a recorded phone call from Thomas David House of Deegan on August 9th, 2016. It explains what has transpired in West Virginia up to today and the production of the trust that is posted above.
What I'm going to explain then is the lead up to this trust here, which was the three gentlemen, Gene Stallnecker, Phil Hudock, Thomas David House of Deegan, sued the state and all of his entities, and we never received any valid response to the facts and truths that we set forth, which were Ultramere's violations of their contract with us, which is the constitutions, both state and federal. Through this, we found that the states were really just instrumentalities of the federal corporation. And thereby, when you put into default this state, you're putting into default the federal government, which puts into default each and every state. And because the states all incorporated the local governments, the counties, the cities, the townships, they've all defaulted and dishonored themselves in law. When that happens, these charters, contracts, or constitutions, as most people know them, are forfeited automatically as an operation of law. So now they have been operating since the 11th of September 2015. What year are we in, Phil? 2016? Yeah, 2015. They've been operating without a charter, which means that each and every government official has been impersonating a public official, has been committing more fraud than we've already set forth in the complaint. They put the final nail in their own coffin right after the fourth, when this was filed. They attempted to cover up our filing, our final filing, our amendment, by purporting that they had dismissed the case in August, but it never noticed us, and the order we got dismissing the case was not signed by a judge. Yet they purported that it was dismissed in late August, I believe August the 25th. So this fraud by the highest court in the state of West Virginia went ahead and sealed the state. We had given them numerous opportunities, as is required in law, at law, and otherwise, to recompense us, to do what was right, which was to reconform themselves to the contract with us. They failed to do so. At that point, that gave us the authority to do what had to be needed. The maxim of law that supports that is the last men standing on the battlefield are the winners. And as the winners, we have the right to decide what happens at that point. Now, we sued this out on behalf of the king of all kings, the creator of all, and ourselves. And so what we've done is we've designed this trust where all people on the soil of what some people call the United States of America are beneficiaries, which means that they have no duties or responsibilities to do anything. The only thing they can do is opt in or opt out. They don't have to be a beneficiary. They don't have to accept the benefits. They can go on about their lives as they wish without being harassed by anybody, so long as they do not cause harm to another person or their property. If they stay in as beneficiaries, of course, this includes men, women, children, regardless of age, anywhere in the country. They will receive the benefits of the restructuring of this purported alleged government that is now no longer. And they will receive some education on how to properly set up a structure that would maintain and ensure their not only their happiness, but their life and liberty in the future, for not only them, but their children. And so this trust has been effectuated. It was effectuated on August the 4th at 9:14 p.m. by myself. And we'll probably have other trustees joining in the near future. At this point, the only thing we're seeking, because everything has been done for everybody, the only thing we're actually seeking at this point is flag officers and up. So if there's anybody listening that's a flag officer and up, or the family member of a flag officer, we're asking that they get in touch with Darlene Deegan, and she will transfer them to the proper persons as we are looking to get these administrative orders out and to start effectuating the long overdue change needed in this country for the betterment of our children there that have been neglected for years.
The following phone numbers are for Darlene Deegan. Home phone number is 304-489-9524. The cell number is 304-481-6292. In the future, I will transcribe Thomas's phone call. I will also re-record the audio so that you will have a good quality audio to listen to.